This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Marcia King Amat. She is co-owner of the Brevard Cinema House, and it's located right off of 520 in Cocoa. Marcia, tell us a little bit about this cinema house and what you're trying to do.
We are located in Cocoa Village, and my husband and I were looking for a venture we could do together, and we are both movie lovers and music lovers, and he is a chef, so we figured this was a perfect blend of movies and food, and along the way, we have found many good music documentaries, so we've managed to work that in as well. We have films that you are not going to see at the multiplex, things that have smaller runs, second-run movies, independent films, documentaries, that sort of thing. So I like to tell people nothing is going to blow up in the movies that you see at our cinema.
And one nice thing about your theater is it's very small and intimate and comfortable.
Yes, we have chairs that you would likely find in someone's living room, and that's our goal, is to make people feel like they're watching in their living room. They're big and they're cozy. We have some tables and chairs in the back for people who would like to eat at a table, and we have benches that you can pull up to the cozy chairs. Our maximum capacity is 49.
Tell us about the dining.
We have the traditional fare of popcorn and candy, but my husband is a gourmet chef, so we have all kinds of food. We have appetizers, entrees, desserts. The menu is available on our website, which is brevardcinemahouse.com, and on Facebook, but it does change periodically, approximately every week or two, depending upon what he's finding that's interesting or what he decides he wants to make that day.
You know, a lot of times a movie will be released and it doesn't ever come to Brevard, so you have to drive to Vero or you have to drive to Orlando.
We're trying to alleviate the necessity for that. We're trying to do what those theaters do, albeit in a much smaller venue, but make it more convenient for people to find the out-of-the-way things and the things that may not appeal to thousands of people, but hundreds of people.
What's your current showing?
We are currently showing David Crosby, Remember My Name, which is a documentary about his life. It runs through the 30th of January, and you can check our website, brevardcinemahouse.com, or Facebook for times. After that, we're showing Oscar shorts, which are always very well received. That runs January 31st through the 15th, and we will have shorts for animation, live action, and documentary.
And they can find out about the schedule and all the different times on your website.
That's correct. And they are different lengths, anywhere from 80 minutes to 2.5 hours.
You also have a Facebook page where people could follow you and find out more about current showings and current food offerings.
Yes, we do. As soon as I book a film, I post it up on Facebook as well as the webpage. We also on Facebook have a movie club, which anybody can join if they'd like. I also have some people who want to be on a mailing list, so people can email me at contact@brevardcinemahouse.com, and I will be happy to add you to the mailing list if you prefer to not have to do Facebook or the internet.
Okay, so let's give them your web address one more time and your location and your phone number.
Okay, our website is brevardcinemahouse.com. Our address is 234 Willard Street, Suite C. That's Cocoa Village on Willard Street, which is the west going portion of 520. And our phone number is 321-305-4266.
And David Crosby, Remember My Name. It was released last year, was it not?
Correct.
And it will be showing through the 30th. So you want to get up there and have an opportunity to see that film and then the Oscar short after that. All right, Marcia, thank you so much for trying to bring some culture and a little bit of different entertainment to Brevard. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for inviting me.